You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome back to our program Spiritual Cures. Alhamdulillah Azawajal, in this program we have the wazaif for yourself as well, and also if you wish to have istikhara done, then we have brothers behind the scene that will inshallah Azawajal do the istikhara for you as well. So if you know that anyone is suffering, you know, they're suffering from any financial problems, family issues, any parental issues, disobedient children, this is what the program is about. We try to help our community, inshallah, azza wa jal. And it's a community program, and we do want the community to be part of the program. We're not promising anything. We're not promising that we're going to make everything better for you. But there is a lot of ta'asir and barakat in the kalam of Allah, azza wa jal. And this is what we do. We give you the Quran Pak, wazaifs from the pious predecessors, and inshallah azza wa jal, so that we can help one another. And that is the beautiful deen of Islam, that we all try to help one another, as alhamdulillah azza wa jal. And I want to take the first messages as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I know of someone in Pakistan that have lost a son. Please, is there anything that we can be doing to help them, as they are very, very upset? Allah Ta'ala forbid, I can't even imagine someone going through a pain where their loved one has been missing for many days. May Allah Ta'ala make it easier for them, and may Allah Azza wa Jal give them a good, happy ending as well. For the person who is a missing person, write Ya Haqqu on the four corners of a large paper. So basically like an A4 paper, write Ya Haqqu on the right top, Ya on the left, right bottom, and on the left as well. Make dua in the midnight, placing it on both of your hands while standing under an open sky. Inshallah, the missing person will return soon, or you will get good news about him. And inshallah, we will make dua at the end that Allah Ta'ala gives you a happy ending. You find that son, whoever your cousin is. This is what the beauty of Madani Channel and the beauty of this program is. We try to share each other's feelings and problems as well. And this is what the Ummat of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is about. Sharing each other's feeling. Dawat-e-Islami, alhamdulillah, this is what we're trying to do. So even if you see someone, koshish karo, lokani madad karo. Go to people, help them, ask them around. Go around your family members. Today, sadly, we don't have time to even go around our family and friends. Yeah, mom and dad have been waiting for me for days. We don't even have time to go to them. Uncles and nieces and nephews and brothers and sisters. What we need to do is, please take some time, go to them and visit them. Maybe they need your help. It's not always that, you know, if I go to them, they're going to be asking me about money. Need some paise mangne. So jao ta sahi na. Inshallah, azza wa jal, try to help them as well. And also, there is another wazifa that anyone can recite from the family. Perform 2 rakat nafl daily for 40 days. And after every 2 rakat, recite Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum 119 times. Now, this is not for a person who's been lost. This is a person who's run away from home. Allah Ta'ala forbid. You know, we do live in a time where, you know, children, because, you know, maybe, you know, it might be the child, it might be the husband, it might be the wife, it might be anyone, and they've run away from home. Allah Ta'ala keep them safe. Ya Rabbi Musa, Ya Rabbi Kaleem, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Let me mention it again. Ya Rabbi Musa, Ya Rabbi Kaleem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Once more, Ya Rabbi Musa, Ya Rabbi Kaleem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So that is what the wazifa is. During this recites durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a few times before and after, inshallah, you will find your missing items. Even others' needs will be also fulfilled. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please don't mention my name on air. Code word is moon. I want to marry second time, but every time engagement breaks, can you do istikhara please? Inshallah azza wa jal, we'll get the istikhara done for that as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, my mother is suffering with no blood flowing to her feet. Any wazifa please? Also, my grandsons refuse to eat anything the whole day. He is 2 years. Any wazifa? Okay, inshallah. We are traveling abroad. We are very scared as to what happened, what will happen during our travel. Will we be able to come back in safe and sound? Okay, inshallah. Again, have the trust in Allah. Have the trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala will make it easier for you. You know, don't assume things, don't be scared. Obviously, when we trust in Allah, Allah Ta'ala ni bargah jala sa trust karne na, have the trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. There's a very beautiful wazifa that I will give you that because obviously I do a lot of traveling myself and inshallah this could benefit me as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Recite La ilaha illallah 11 times before embarking on the journey, inshallah, you will attain easiness in your travel. Is there anything that we could read to protect our home from people breaking in? Okay, maybe someone has had a break-in recently. And again, it's very common because people are, you know, desperate as well. And most likely, you know, the people who are desperate for work, hardly they ever do that. It's the drug dealers and these, you know, criminals that will do this kind of stuff. So if possible, try to secure your home. Try to recite Ayatul Kursi. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Try to recite Ayatul Kursi when you are at home. And then leave the house and leave in the trust of Allah. Allah Ta'ala will, inshallah, as well protect your house as well. Recite Ya Jaleelu 10 times and then blow on your wealth, your luggage, your goods, your money, etc. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, they will be protected from theft. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I just would like to give you some feedback on some of the things that you have been doing on Madani channel. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, especially spiritual cures, we have acted upon what you have said. And my son was ill and Allah Ta'ala has given him shifa. We tried many medicines, we tried many hospitals, but they could not find anything wrong with him. Now, alhamdulillah, my son is better by taking the wazaif and the ta'wizat that you gave him. Alhamdulillah, mashallah. So again, good feedback, it improves us as well and improves the listeners as well. Remember, no one can give you shifa but Allah. Yeah, that is our main aqidah. That Allah Ta'ala is the one who gives shifa. Even if I do dam on someone, it's not because of my dam. It's because of the kalamullah that I am reading. Yeah. And alhamdulillah, as Muslims, we do believe that. You know, there is the Quran also says that the Quran is a source of shifa. Surah Fatiha, I've mentioned it a few times. One of the names of Surah Fatiha is Surah Shifa. So anyone, especially with stomach problems, stomach aches, wagaira, you know, try to recite Surah Fatiha 7 times before and after durood as well. You can add that. And then just blow on the person. Do dam on water. Blow on it and drink. Inshallah, there will be shifa as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I can remember someone asking for a wazifa to sell his car. Is there anything that you can give me as well? I wish to sell my car, but I cannot sell it. It's been parked up and I've had no people looking at it or even contacting me. Please, I need to get rid of this car because I need the money. Allah Ta'ala make it easier for you. We had a Khalid bhai And when someone said, what's the easiest and fastest way to sell the car? And he goes, reduce the price. So reduce the price. Obviously, you know, if you think that the car is valued at about £1,000, just giving you an example, you're not going to sell it for 500, are you? You know, don't be selling it for that price. I'll give you a wazifa. There is a very beautiful wazifa. It's a verse of the Quran, para number 13, Surah Yusuf, verse number 80. And the verse is, فَلَمَّا اسْتَيْأَسُوا مِنْهُ خَلَصُوا نَجِيَّا قَالَ كَبِيرُهُمْ أَلَمْ تَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ أَبَاكُمْ قَدْ أَخَذَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَوْثِقًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَمِنْ قَبْلُ مَا فَرَّطْتُمْ فِي يُوسُفَ فَلَنْ أَبْرَحَ الْأَرْضَ حَتَّى يَأْذَنَ لِي أَبِي أَوْ يَحْكُمَ اللَّهُ لِي وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Recite the following blessed verse and blow onto your goods or your car. Inshallah, your goods will be sold very soon. Someone sent a message as well. Assalamu alaikum. I don't want to mention the name. He says, please can you do me istikhara for me? I can't get a job. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I have done partnership with my son's friend. We would like to purchase this business. Maybe successful for us. Okay, inshallah. If you keep reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim at the time of purchasing anything, inshallah, you will get a good item and that too according to your wish. So again, if you are, I think you said you're in the process of buying that business, then read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim at the time of purchasing. So at the time of purchasing, keep reading that, inshallah, you'll get a good item. And the item means it could be anything. It doesn't have to be one little item. It could be building, something like that, a house. Inshallah, you'll get barakat from that as well. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And today we're going to be talking about the wazifa, about pain in the body parts. Now, like I said before, a lot of people have this problem. It's not only the old, elder people, it's also our youngsters as well who are having this problem. You know, joint pain, muscle pain, waghera. So if you are suffering with this kind of a disease where you got pains, and I think it's called arthritis. Yeah, so if you are suffering with arthritis or if you are suffering with any types of body pain, then please read this wazifa. It's a beautiful wazifa. It's a verse of the Quran. And the wazifa is from para number 28, Suratul Hashr. Verse number 21. After Salah, recite this ayah 7 times and perform dam on both hands. Then rub the hands on the area of pain. The pain will recede. So for example, if you've got pain in your elbows, yeah, you're getting pain in the elbows. So what you need to do is recite this verse. And the verse is, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَىٰ جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. So this is the verse of the Quran. Read this verse, blow on your hands, and then just massage over the place. For example, in this instance, the elbow, inshallah, azawajal, Allah Ta'ala will give you shifa. Jazakallahu khaira. So it was a wazifa that I think a lot of people are suffering from this body pains. And like I said, it's not even adults we're worried about. Allah, we're worried about the children. They're having the same problems as well. So please recite this wazifa. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will give you shifa-i kamila as well. And also remember one thing. Now, you know, sometimes, you know, you get this pain only in the winter, because you might have a knock, you know, on the bone, or you might have broken your bone, or it could be anything. You might have a fall or a trip, and you know, you've damaged your ligaments or something. Now, if that is the case, then please try to wrap up something and keep this area warmed up. And you know, even if it's your knees, then you can get these kneecaps, yeah, and they will keep the kneecaps warm. So we need to protect ourselves and we need to protect our other family members as well. Another important thing is when you recite the wazifa, you have to read it with the proper tajweed. Now, if you don't know how to read with tajweed, then get someone else to read the wazifa for you and then massage over your body. Obviously, you know, it has to be a mahram waghaira. But again, you know, if we can't read the wazifa because I can't read the Quran with tajweed, you know, fir sehne ni koshish na kara. Yeah, shall we not try to learn the Quran? So please try to learn the Quran. Now, can you imagine that we can't even help ourselves? Never mind helping other people. Never mind helping my neighbors or my brothers and sisters. I can't even help myself. Why? Because I can't even read the Quran properly. So inshallah, niyat karo na sare. Sare jere kar baithe hue niyat karo inshallah ki Quran sikhsa. May Allah Ta'ala give shifa to all of those who are ill at this moment in time. جی السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ وعلیکم السلام ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ پلیز ڈونٹ مینشن مائی نیم کوڈ نیم از پیشنس مائی نیم از ہیون ہیڈ کڈز نیلی میرڈ فار 10 ایئرز ہیڈ ٹو مس کیریجز آئی وانٹ استخارا ڈن ہیو آئی گاٹ سم کائنڈ آف جادو ڈن آن می ول آئی بی بلیسڈ ود کڈز ان شاء اللہ اللہ تعالیٰ بلیس یو ود اوبیڈینٹ چلڈرن ان شاء اللہ وداؤٹ اینی problems inshallah azza wajal. We'll do the istikhara and then I can come back to you as well inshallah azza wajal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can I have a wazifa for a court case? I used to watch your channel before and I remember you giving some wazifa to someone. I have a court case. Please make dua for me as well. Please help me. Inshallah. Allah Ta'ala make it easier for you. Allah Ta'ala make things easier for yourself and your family. Obviously, when these kind of things happen and, you know, you are innocent, we don't say that, you know, there's so many cases, you know, high profile cases where innocent people were locked up for 40 years, 20 years. That is a lot of years, Allah, you know. And, you know, it's again, you know, injustice, yeah, miscarriage of justice, as they say. But inshallah, Azza wa Jal, may Allah Ta'ala protect you from this miscarriage and may Allah Azza wa Jal give you barakat and your family, especially I know, will be going through a very, very hard time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can you give me something to read? I am very, very stressed, money problems, health issues, and then on top of that, I have children that are disobedient. They are in their teens and I am fed up with them. Please, can you give me something before I do the worst? Allah Ta'ala make it easier for you. But the last sentence, I think you need to really calm down because, you know, before you do the worst, what are you going to do? Bang your head against the wall? No, don't do it. Even that is not jais as well. But, you know, if your intention was that, Ma'azallah, you're going to be committing suicide. Islam totally forbids suicide. If this is the mother that is going through all them problems, what are the children doing? They're in their teens, they're not children anymore. They need to understand, you know. And, you know, if you've got this problem, you know, can you imagine living in a house where there's money issues, there's children, you know, money you can still kind of, you know, get along with things. But if you've got disruptive and disobedient children, and that is a, you know, they say that this is a dagger in the back that, may Allah Ta'ala make it easier for you. May Allah Azza wa Jal make things very easier for you. You're going to make dua at the end as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. But please remember that taking your own life is not the solution for the problems. It's the start of another, you know, series of problems. Because in the scholars, they mention that anyone who commits suicide with whatever object they commit suicide, they will keep on causing problems and pain to themselves even after they died. So if someone stabs himself and kills himself, and then what will happen is he'll keep on stabbing himself and the pain will be the same. He'll keep on stabbing himself until the day of judgment. Allah Ta'ala forbid. I don't think any Muslim should ever be looking at that time. So it's an opportunity for us to help one another. As Muslims, alhamdulillah, Islam means total submission in the will of Allah. So we all submit ourselves to Allah Azza wa Jal. Islam is a religion of peace, alhamdulillah, harmony. You know, we all live especially in the UK, it's a multi-dimensional, multicultural society. It's the same thing in the Medina as well. You know, our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam lived in a multicultural society. There were non-Muslims, there were Christians, Jews, fire worshippers, idol worshippers. They all used to be living in Medina Park. But Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are so many instances where he helped them people. Why? Because many of them would then accept Islam. And if you look at the lives of the Sahaba ikram alayhimu ridwan, why did these people come into Islam? Because of the great character of the Sahaba ikram, and especially our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So it's a beautiful thing that we should be as Muslims trying to promote Islam as well. And if you see anyone who is ill, anyone in problem, try to help them out as well, inshallah. We had an istikhara request where the Islamic brother sent us a message. He can't get a good job. Istikhara has been done. The code word I think he used was attari. So the attari code word, he said that he can't get a good job. The istikhara has come back as azmaish. It's a test from Allah Ta'ala. Inshallah, we'll make dua that Allah Ta'ala gives you a good job. But remember, what is a good job? Acha kam kaisi zai ki ahanin. A good job is not where you get paid more. A good job is where you'll get time to offer your salah. You know, a rightly minded person will always think that a good job is not just about money. A good job is where you can also offer your salah, you can practice your deen freely, and then even though you might get paid a bit less, but alhamdulillah, at least you can act upon the deen as well. Another istikhara request was given. The code word was moon, and it was regarding someone who wanted to get married. The istikhara has come back, and it has come back as azmaish. So there is no black magic, there is no evil eye. It's a matter of azmaish. Inshallah, azawajal, carry on reciting the wazifa. Inshallah, azawajal, Allah Ta'ala will make it easier for you. There's a very beautiful wazifa, and this could be read any types of situations. Wazifa is Ya Salamu 111 times. If you keep on reading Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu, before and after Durood-e Paak, read it for 111 times, inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will make things easier for you, inshallah Azza wa Jal. We also had another istikhara request. Code word was Ya Allah. It's an istikhara. Someone wanted an istikhara done for their brother. The istikhara has come back as clear. Your brother says 38 is not too old. You know, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, she married the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I think she was 40 years old. And many other people, they do get married at that age. It doesn't matter. You know, so what you need to do is try to convince your brother, or take the Imam Sahib of the masjid, or any people, get them involved and have a word with them. There's no hindrance there. So inshallah, so just convince your brother to get married. Allah Ta'ala will make it easier for him as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Ji, we had an istikhara request from an Islamic brother. We've got the court case, and he says that he was innocent. Allah Ta'ala grant him victory and success. Whoever has been trapped in an unfair court case, on the day of your date of hearing, for example, the day that you are going to the court, maybe it's going to be like a few weeks case that is going to be pending, you know, arguing in the court case. Then what you need to do is, on the day that the hearing begins, you need to read Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram. Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram. Read this 654 times, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Before you go to court, read it 654 times on that day of the court. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, it will be in your benefit. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, it will be in your favor, the court case. May Allah Ta'ala make it easier for you. Alhamdulillah, may Allah give you success. Also, we had an istikhara request from, code name is Patience, regarding children. May Allah Ta'ala give you pious children as well. There is the istikhara has been done, and it's come back as clear. So there's no magic, no evil eye or anything, you know, amal waghara, nothing like that. It's just a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. I want you to recite this wazifa. Ya awwalu, ya awwalu, ya awwalu. Recite it 41 times. The reciting person will have children, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Recitation period is 40 days. So recite Ya Awwalu, so recite Durood e Pak before and after, and then keep reciting Ya Awwalu, Ya Awwalu, Ya Awwalu, Ya Awwalu. Recite it 41, not 39 times, not 40 times, not 42 times. Yeah, these wazaif, you need to read them according to the amount that has been specified. So here is 41 times. Again, make dua. Inshallah, Azawajal, Allah Ta'ala give you pious children. And then don't always ask for children only. Ask for obedient children. Yeah, we don't want children that grow up and, like you said, we've had so many messages throughout this program where people are just fed up with their children. We're not going to be asking for them type of children. Yeah, what you need to do is, you need to make sure that you ask for pious children, and also, inshallah, azawajal, children that will be obedient to Allah, azawajal. And alhamdulillah, azawajal, there's a very beautiful booklet written by Amir al-Sunnat. It is called Aqeeqah ke bare mein sawal jawab, questions regarding Aqeeqah. And that has, mashallah, a lot of beautiful madani pearls regarding children. So please, if you can, read that book as well. Inshallah, what do you name your child? Yeah, here, inshallah, we all make dua. Allah gives you pious children. What do you name them? Yeah, sometimes we get a book, we go on Google, and we try to look for a name. And the name that comes back, now sana sirta na pair. You know, and what happens is, you know, a lot of people, they watch ma'azallah movies and all these kind of stuff, and what they expect, you know, they keep these names, and they're not even Islamic. So try to avoid that, and inshallah, the best names that you can have, I'll give you, there are 26 names in the Quran. Gee, these are the names of the prophets of Allah. 26 names in the Quran, and many other names as well, mashallah. You have Luqman, which is in the Quran. You will also have Zaid, which is in the Quran, and many other beautiful names as well. The books of Ahadith, the Sahaba-i-Kiram, the Awliya-i-Kiram. Someone asked for a wazifa for their mother, that blood does not go to her feet. Allah Ta'ala give her Shifa-i Kamila as well, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. In the state of wuzu or not, keep reciting Ya Salamu. While sitting, standing and walking, you will remain safe from every type of disease and difficulty, inshallah. Recite Ya Salamu 33 times. Blow on water and make every kind of patient drink it. Blow on him or her as well. So, mashallah, azawajal, Ya Salamu is a very, very powerful wazifa. Alhamdulillah, it's the name of Allah, so it's got to be powerful, alhamdulillah. Yeah, so it's Ya Salamu, the name of Allah, Azza wa Jal. Keep reading that 33 times, blow on water, and then drink that water. Allah Ta'ala give them shifa. Or keep reading Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu. Inshallah, azawajal, you'll see the barakat and the blessings of the name of Allah, Azza wa Jal, inshallah. There's another wazifa that I will give you. Someone asked me this last time, and they said that one of their friends wanted a wazifa. They've got a daughter, they want a son. And there's nothing wrong in asking for a son. There is a very beautiful wazifa, Ya Bari'u. Ya Bari'u. Whoever recites this 10 times every Friday will be blessed with a son. Ya Bari'u. Ya Bari'u, before and after the Durood e Pak as well. So if someone is longing for a son, Ya Bari'u, Allah will inshallah give you a son as well. Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam was longing for a son, and he used to make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And that very famous story when he went into the chambers of Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he saw non-seasonal fruit in that room. And he says that, oh Maryam, where did you get this fruit from? You know, it's out of season. And she goes that Allah Ta'ala gave me them. So he thought to himself that if Allah can give non-seasonal fruit to Maryam, I'm 80, 85 years old, Allah can give me a son as well. You know, even though I've passed my age now. So he made a dua and Allah Ta'ala blessed him with a baby boy. And alhamdulillah, he was a prophet as well. Allah Ta'ala mentions the name of the child as well, Yahya. Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam also was a prophet of Allah, and he was the son of Sayyidina Zakariya ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. So it's always good to ask for a son, ask for a daughter, but don't just ask for a son or a daughter. Make sure that you ask for pious children, obedient children. And then when Allah Ta'ala gives you pious and obedient children, make sure you do their tarbiyat, their upbringing according to the teachings of Islam, because that is what the most important thing is, that we need to bring up our children according to the teachings of Islam. Someone asked for a wazifa regarding a job as well. If you recite Ya Wahhabu 300 times after Salatul Fajr, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will remove the worry of risk sustenance from you. So what do we read? Ya Wahhabu 300 times, inshallah, Azawajal, Allah Ta'ala will give you risk, inshallah. Yani Allah Ta'ala will remove that worry of risk from you, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala give us the blessing and the barakat. Anyone who is suffering with that, you can recite this wazifa. Send it on to your family and friends as well, and keep reading these wazifa. You know, sometimes we don't read this wazifa. I was talking to someone the other day and they said, I don't believe in him. Why not? If I mention the name of Allah, Ya Wahhabu, 3 times, and I say, Ya Allah, give me rizq, what is wrong with that? Ek hai parishani ka. And if I read Ya Salamu, 111 times, what is wrong with that? Nothing. Allah na na. You know, alhamdulillah, these are the buzurgan e deen that have given us these wazaif. But anyway, inshallah, that's their choice. If they don't want to read, they don't believe, that's their bad luck, I will say. Inshallah, we are at Sunni. We will keep reading these wazaif that our buzurgan e deen have given us. And inshallah, with the blessings, inshallah, we'll get barakat as well. We are in the last few minutes, so let's make dua, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Jazallahu anna Sayyidana wa Mawlana Muhammadan. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu. Allahumma Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azab al-nar. Wa qina azab al-qabr. Wa qina azab al-hashr. Wa qina hisab al-mizan. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, grant shifa to all of those who have been suffering with any kinds of diseases. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, life-threatening diseases. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, life-changing diseases. Ya Allah, keep us all protected from all these kinds of diseases. Allahumma aafini fi badani. Allahumma aafini fi sam'i. Allahumma aafini fi basari. La ilaha illa anta. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, protect us from the disease of disobedience. Protect us from the disease of not offering salah. Protect us from the disease of not reading the Quran. Protect us from the disease of lying, swearing, backbiting, telling tales. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, protect us from the disease of watching video films. Protect us from the disease of looking at haram, seeing haram, talking about haram. Ya Allah, make us good Muslims. Obedient Muslims, make us all obedient in your court, make our children obedient in your court as well. And Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, those who are getting ready to go to Umrah, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, grant them a very easy journey. Grant them your happiness and grant them, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, your happiness. And Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, help them and guide them. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, those who are searching the true path, Ya Allah, guide them towards Islam. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, those who are against Islam, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, help them to understand the beauty of Islam and guide them into the true deen of Islam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. May Allah ta'ala protect us all. I'll see you next time. Same place, same program, inshallah. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu alal Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah.